Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Greetings and welcome inside hour two of the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon.
Oh,
let's go.
Yeah. Just gave you our upset special picks in college football and the NFL a couple of minutes ago. Before we get to our NFC championship game selections, you went with the Texans to win opening day against the Jaguars.
Chaos.
Now, I need a little bit more from you on that, outside of just, hey, we're going to do exactly what the Jaguars did last year, win our first game, and then go, what are we doing? We're going to lose the rest of the season and get that number one pick.
Just think the opportunity is there. History is not kind to rookie quarterbacks. I don't trust that offensive line. I think you can scheme a bit with that defensive front of the planet Houston. Secondary is fairly strong, right? Justin Reed leading that crew. And offensively, Brandon Cooks, a decent offensive line. You've got Mark Ingram alongside, you know, a couple of other veterans, Philip Lindsay, David Johnson. So you got guys that, well, look kind of like the Baltimore running back by committee that we saw better days. But you know what? Against a Jacksonville team that I love the outside weapons, and maybe this whole preseason doesn't matter, but there have been a lot of missteps, a lot of problems, and I'm not trusting that O-line in front of Trevor Lawrence. I think they can make life difficult for him in front of a confused, bewildered home crowd that mostly have signs having to do with a quarterback who won't be there.
That would be, you talk about a what would be the cherry on top of the Sunday that the Jaguars fans have not been enjoying this summer, with Urban Meyer capping off all the missteps and misadventures he's had with an opening week loss to the worst team in the NFL. Oh my goodness. Now look, I disagree. I think the Jaguars are going to win, but boy, am I rooting for that to happen.
It's a 3-point line.
Just to see what the reaction would be. They would want Urban Meyer out. The game is a 10 o'clock game here on the West Coast. 1:05 p.m. They will want Urban Meyer out if they lose to the Texans.
Oh, I'm not saying it's going to be pretty, but I have enough faith because we've talked about him for years. I like Tyrod Taylor. He's not a world beater. He's not a guy that's going to throw you into a win, but he's also not going to throw you into a loss. And I think that's where this game is different. That, you know, as much as we've celebrated, canonized, lionized, whatever, the prayed to the altar of Trevor Lawrence, week one, sometimes you got to have some growing pains. Sing that Alan Thicke song. Show me that smile again. And they will in Jacksonville another day. Opening day? No.
That would be – it would be so delicious if that happened. I mean, like, one of those, hey, I'm going to go and have a peanut butter sandwich and then top it off with a big slab of chocolate fudge brownie ice cream. Delicious to see that happen. The press conference Urban Meyer would have after the game is over, he's just going to stand there and not say anything. Urban, he's going to stand there looking out with that big stare out, not really looking at anything, going, no, can't believe what happened.
Well, you know, people would start laying odds as to how quickly he's going to quit the job and go back to college coaching or punditry. So it's one that just when you look at the board, I mean, there are a few out there that scream – all right, potential for chaos. This one, I really do believe, not just because I think it would be great for sports talk radio. And look, we've always got ample storylines. We leave a lot of them on the floor before a show is finished. But for this weekend, yeah, I'm expecting some disruption. And look, the Deshaun Watson story took up all the air in the room. Everybody else just got to go to work. And so I think that bodes well. Twitter for one week. For one week. I'm stipulating. It's Jacksonville week one.
It's okay. It's okay. One, buddy, I get it. One week, I understand. It's okay. It's going to be some kind of week one. There's so many nervous teams already. And, boy, Jaguars fans right now are going, we're not, if we lose this game, I'm just going to leave. I'm just going to not watch football anymore. I'm just going to quit.
Oh, and they may beat them by 30.
Just going to quit.
Right. It may have all been, you know, a beautiful, genius, hey, look how bad and chaotic we are. And now we, you know, light some flare and start playing ridiculous football. But I don't think you go past the last 6 months of bad headlines, gross mismanagement in certain situations, and watching Trevor Lawrence take hit after hit. It's like, is that a replay? No, that's hit three in a row. Wait, is that a replay? No, that's five in a row. Oh, that's...
No, I'm saying replay. No, it's live. See that bug in the corner where it says live? It means live.
Hold up.
Man. When a train, it's a vehicle to railway crossing, the results are often deadly. Be cautious at crossings, and if the signals are going, don't be tempted to try and sneak across the tracks, even if you don't see a train stop, because trains can't. Brought to you by NHTSA. So here we are now. We gave you our AFC Championship game picks last hour on the show. We do it a little bit differently, as you know, Mike and I. We like to pick the title games and then tell you who's going to the Super Bowl. Now it's time for our NFC Championship game picks. I kicked it off with the AFC last hour, Mike Harmon. Why don't you kick things off? Who is in the NFC Championship game on your list?
Bears.
No, really. Who's on the NFC Championship game in your list?
Oh, they're just winning it outright. What are you talking
who's
about?
Who's the quarterback? Who's the guy? Who's the guy?
QB1. I like that you said, who's the guy?
Who's the guy?
That was good. Who's the guy?
Well, that's from that commercial. Who's the guy? Who's the guy?
That was really well done. I appreciate you and having a little bit of levity as we roll through. Look, they've got a lot of the usual suspects, right? And the betting odds certainly do reflect that along the way. But I'm not picking against them. They're not getting old overnight. They're not falling off a cliff. We saw Tampa Bay put up points in week one. The running back position will be better. I love all the Ronald Jones jokes about all the guys that got hurt and tore their ACLs will score more points in week one than Ronald Jones will. You guys are clever, and I dig that about you. But depth at wide receiver, a great O-line. Brady still has his arm strength and his wits about him. O.J. Howard will work back in. Gronk, they'll get to do some load management. Defensively, the one question is how you shore up that secondary. That is a concern after the game against Dallas. And Dallas has plenty of weaponry. We dissected that. We did the shake and bake. You can find the podcast, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, last night's show, plus another deep dive on the I Want Your Flex podcast, previewing week one and recapping that Thursday night game. But the injuries in the secondary are moderately concerning for the full season. But not for the division.
You are going Tampa Bay. I'm going to tell you in the NFC Championship game and hosting the NFC Championship game, a team that all they needed was a quarterback. They got that quarterback. Their running game was all set. They do need some running backs, but it doesn't matter because they have everything else. The Los Angeles Rams will be hosting the NFC Championship game this season. Matthew
Elton
Stafford.
John is singing already. Ram it.
Oh, don't go breaking my heart. Oh, he's doing the Rams.
Don't you know how to ram it?
Look, Matthew Stafford is going to do exactly what he did in Detroit, and that's throw for 4,000 yards, 30-ish touchdowns, 10 to 12 interceptions. That's way more than the Rams need. They just needed Jared Goff to be a little bit better than below average, and he wasn't. Stafford has been pretty dependable. Now he's on a team with an offense, with an offensive line to succeed. He's got weapons at receiver, and yes, would I be concerned about the Rams running game? Early on I might be, but they'll find guys. They had a couple of Jags going into this season last year, and look where they are. Wow, look at the way they're running the football with just a bunch of guys out there. They will find their their running backs over the course of the season. By the time we get to the midway point of the season, the Rams will be winning games with workmanlike efficiency, and they will win and have home field and host the NFC Championship game. I'm a big believer in the Rams. All they needed was that quarterback. Now they got it. Matthew Stafford's the guy that's going to be, oh my goodness, Matthew Stafford's a huge story. After all these years of frustration with the Lions, can he get to the Super Bowl? Right now, I'll tell you, he'll be the quarterback as they host the NFC Championship game.
Wow. And then are they going to host the Super Bowl? We'll find out in mere moments, like it's an episode of Soap. I'm going to go to my other pick. I got Tampa Bay on one side of the bracket. The other is in that division, but it will not be your LA Rams. No, I'm going with Jimmy and Trey. Jimmy and Trey getting it done. Shanahan and company. Look, I always get afraid when speed guys start having those hamstring injuries early. So I'm knocking on whatever this table is made out of, that Mostert at the tailback position. But you got Trey Sermon, so you got a good two-headed monster there. And the name Sermon is always good for all the evangelizing we do here at Fox Sports Radio. But Ayuk and Debo Samuel and the return of George Kittle. You've got speed, you've got power, you got blockers, you got mean. You got a good offensive line, you got a strong defense. Yeah, they were there a couple of years ago. It's a return trip.
Wow, look at you. So there you go. You have Tom Brady facing the team where he's going to be calling out before every snap. This is where I should be playing. I should be playing with you guys. I should be there.
But think about it. It's him versus Jimmy.
Yeah. Oh, no, it's awesome. It could be Jimmy and Trey. It could be Trey. They could wind up trading back for C.J. Beathard. It could be any one of those guys playing quarterback. Anyone.
C.J. Beathard. Nicely done. Get the Iowa thing. You already made the Iowa pick. Why not get him back in there? I see what you did there.
It's all Iowa all the time,
I see what you did. Yeah. By the way, he's the backup for your Jacksonville Jaguars.
Who will be facing the Rams in the NFC Championship game? It's going to be a case of it's really going to happen just like it did last year. The Green Bay Packers in Aaron Rodgers' last dance will win the division. I really like the kind of year A.J. Dillon could have offensively. The Packers are going to do exactly what they did last year. If you think Aaron Rodgers is going to have a bad year, forget it. Knowing he's going to be able to get traded after this year, he wants to leave. He's throwing everything out there. He can't come off a bad season. He's not going to. Offensively, they will be terrific. Defensively, they have what they need to be a top five unit. They got studs at every big position, at cornerback, at linebacker, on the defensive line. They just need to put it all together. They will do so. It will be Green Bay visiting the Rams in the NFC Championship game.
Now, look at you. That was a good, cogent, coherent argument.
Now,
the only thing I have to take issue with is he's not getting traded after the year. But go ahead.
Now, for Super Bowl, is this going to be it for Aaron Rodgers? Right here it is. He's going to go out there, and it's going to be Rodgers in the Super Bowl. Oh, my God. No. Another year. He will fall short in the NFC Championship game because the Rams will just have too much. You know why? Because the Rams have too much. They are so incredibly talented. They will be playing the Super Bowl in SoFi. It will be a bigger deal than last year. The Rams will get to play for all these. No one's ever played a Super Bowl game at home. Now we're going to get it's going to happen 2 years in a row. You are going to see it. You're going to get it. It's going to be the Rams in the Super Bowl. Get ready to ram it.
Wow. People's heads will explode because the Aaron Rodgers defenders who, you know, always talk about how important it is to get to Super Bowls and win won't ever admit that he fails in big moments. And Matthew Stafford would be in a Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
There's heads blowing up in punditry just by you trying to speak this into existence. Like the balloons. Remember when the Simpsons were going to get sent into space and Lisa and Marge and Maggie got to go on the good rocket? And then this is a Treehouse of Terror. And then Homer and Bart ended up on another one, and it was Rosie O'Donnell, Tom Arnold. And they started saying clang, 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 went the trolley. And then they realized that they're flying straight into the sun instead of getting away. Yeah, that's the kind of thing that's happening with your picks right now in that moment. And I dig that about you, buddy. I dig that. I am making it a San Francisco, Tennessee Super Bowl, buddy.
Wow.
49ers.
Right. There you go. Wow. 49ers. 49ers in the Super Bowl against the Tennessee Titans. Wow. Jimmy Garoppolo will dance on Tom Brady's head, you're saying, at the end of the NFC Championship game.
That's kind of what I'm saying.
Wow.
One guy, I mean, he's going to say, I have a little bit better hair.
Whoa. He takes Brady's helmet off, rubs his hand on his head, and says, hey, this is what's happening, everybody. Wow. So there you go. There are our AFC-NFC championship game picks. Mike has San Francisco-Tampa Bay with the Niners going to the Super Bowl. I got Packers and the Rams, and the Rams will head to the Super Bowl, not having to leave the city they play in to do so. Twitter at How About a Fresca. Mike gets swollen dome, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend. His name is Mike Harmon. Hey, running your own business requires a lot of running around, from bookkeeping to client meetings. You run it all. By the time you need to hire, you've run out of energy. Luckily, with Indeed Instant Match, you immediately receive a short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description the moment you sponsor a job. According to Talent Nest, Indeed delivers four times more hires than all other job sites combined. Hiring can finally run smoothly with Indeed. To learn more, visit Indeed.com/credit. That's Indeed.com/credit. Well, coming up next, there you go. There's our NFC Championship game picks. What does this big weekend in college football look like? Oh, our favorite college football insider in the world stops by next to break down all the big games with us. This is Fox Sports Radio. Hold me closer, Matthew Stafford.
Wow. You think they like us more in L.A. now?
Oh, they've always loved us. Hold me closer, Matthew Stafford.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend. His name is Mike Harmon.
Oh! Hit my music!
When a train hits a vehicle at a railway crossing, the results are often deadly. Be cautious at crossings. If the signals are going, don't be tempted to try and sneak across the tracks, even if you don't see a train. Stop, because trains can't. Brought to you by NHTSA. Well, coming up, we have a big weekend in college football. We have teams that with one more loss could eliminate themselves from any kind of playoff contention. It is a big weekend. Joining us now on the hotline to break it all down, a former Poison Roadie turned college football insider. He is the editor-in-chief at collegefootballnews.com, your one-stop shopping for college football, every game preview you could possibly want. It is longtime friend of the show, Pete Futak. Pete, what's happening, buddy?
I'm walking as I'm doing this, and there's a train that's about to come by. I will not cross the track.
Very good. See, you listen to the show. That's good.
Got to listen to the PSAs.
I do listen to the show.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I remember the NHTSA, when I used to work at Campus Insiders, we used to have to do those for wearing your seatbelts, too. I love NHTSA. It took us a while to get the actual name of NHTSA down for several takes, but once we figured that out, it was all good.
Yeah, is it NHTSA? Is it NHTSA? No, we're going NHTSA. That's kind of how it goes.
NHTSA, yeah. There's a whole bunch that we had with that, but I digress.
All right, now, I know from last week, when we talked to you last week, and I know you were really, as much as week one you were excited about, you were looking ahead to this game in week two because you feel this is a game that's a lot about the college football season. The biggest game of the day, we have Oregon visiting Ohio State, and I know you think that if Ohio State wins this game, it's going to wind up being clear sailing for them this season.
Yeah, you know, the thing, though, this year is, again, I think we're getting a little cocky, including myself, when it comes to the whole idea of clear sailing because, for example, Georgia. And, you know, look, after beating Clemson, if you look at Georgia's schedule, it's like, oh, well, you got Florida and that's it the rest of the way. Then a minor COVID outbreak. JT Daniels is apparently hurt. And so all of a sudden things sort of change. So it's not exactly smooth sailing because Penn State looks pretty good. Michigan looks pretty good. And, you know, there's some games there. But this is it. This is the one game that they have against a team that's got the athleticism and the speed to run with them. They've got – Oregon, even without Kayvon Thibodeau, who's hurting, they've got the starting 22 to at least hang around with them. It would be a great thing for college football, just like it was last week when UCLA beat LSU. If Oregon could pull this off, or no offense, but if Washington were able to upset Michigan, just to get the Pac-12 involved more nationally. I don't know if it's going to happen, but I do think Oregon and Washington are going to come up with good performances.
Well, that was one of the next question is, you know, Michigan, Washington, losers, and as we look at what Washington put up in that first game, just a lot of head scratching. And if I had a nickel for all the internet pundits, Pete, I'd own an island. I'd be hanging out by Clooney, drinking Nespressos and watching
You're
people
not doing that now?
You know, kind of float. Not yet. Not yet. I'm working. I need some more correct picks against the number here this week. But Michigan football, we keep waiting, wanting, wishing, hoping, Harbaugh, et cetera. Does Washington get right here, or does Big Blue hold serve?
They play a whole lot better. And the thing about – look, I know, don't lose to the FCS team. Even, you know, it doesn't matter no matter what. To be kind of fair, Montana, for an FCS team, has a killer defense. Bobby Houck, who used to coach at UNLV for a while, is a monster at Montana. But the offensive line was bad. There are too many turnovers. It was a bad week one performance. I do think Washington's going to be a whole lot better. But – look, you know, there were a whole lot of people last week who it was kind of the, you know, the hipster pick was thinking, oh, Western Michigan might actually win this game outright against Michigan. And no, that didn't happen. Michigan looked all right, you know. So I do think Michigan is going to be good. I do think last year was an absolute aberration. And I think the Wolverines are going to show tomorrow that they might just be pretty good. Washington's going to be a whole lot better than they were in the opener. I don't think this is going to be easy for the Wolverines. But, you know, look, this is going to be one of those games where if Michigan wins it, that's this. Like we said, this is one of those games we were looking at before the season and said this is a big one for both conferences. So no matter who wins, it's going to be big for both head coaches and both conferences.
Oh, but Pete, I'll tell you, that Ronnie Bell injury is so huge for Michigan. I mean, now it's all these untested guys they got to worry about. That's what my wife keeps telling me, because, you know, she's Michigan until she dies. She says, great, our best player, and he's gone. And you know he's out for the season. I said, no, come on, he could be okay. And then he's out for the season. I said, sorry about that. I shouldn't have doubted you. Sorry. I was trying to be positive for you.
That's where college football has the 85-man limit to scholarships, where there is always that 17-year-old true freshman who's there, who all of a sudden rises up and, oh, okay, he's pretty good. There is a next man up mentality when it comes to college football, and it's, as I've sort of learned, as long as it's not your quarterback, you're pretty much okay in college football. You can kind of figure just about everything else out, but obviously losing him is a big, big hit.
Pete Fucek, our guest, The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon here, Fox Sports Radio. CollegeFootballNews.com is where you read all the prognostication, the snark like he delivers with us here on radio. You got to read it because it doesn't show up in print. You got to. It's like our tweets, Pete. People, you know, take them as they do. At Pete Fucek on Twitter, Fiutak is the surname. You know, where folks want to read in sometimes and then others, are you willingly, you know, and wanting to just not see the sarcasm and snarkiness that we bring
meanwhile,
to the
table? Meanwhile, I'm not joking. There is a train that's coming by as we speak.
Oh, okay. See, there it is. Train, I'll start singing a bunch of Johnny Cash songs while we're at it here. Look, before we go any further, you brought up Clemson before. All right, so they lose. You've got a top five matchup, and immediately it becomes and we start looking at the schedule. Some would write them off for dead, saying the schedule will work against them. I say they run the table. Nobody cares about this game, and they board. They lost to a top five team. What say you?
As we sit here and talk on September 10th, it's a long season. I mean, it's a fast season, but it's a long 3 months from now. You know it works. College Football Playoff Committee is that Clemson's going to beat everybody 45-2 the rest of the way, and then all of a sudden we're going to get there in early December, and the committee's going to go, well, look, they've figured it out, they've improved as the season's gone on, and now they're 12-1, and they don't control their own destiny. So, like, if Alabama, Ohio State, Oklahoma, and, you know, I don't know, Georgia or something like that, end up, you know, winning out, or at least Georgia and Alabama playing a good SEC championship undefeated, they don't control their destiny. However, you know how this works. You go 12-1, you win your Power 5 conference championship, you are going to be in the college football playoff. And look, Georgia was just really good. You know, the Clemson defense only, you know, that was supposed to go like that. That was supposed to be a defensive slugfest that came down to one big mistake, and it turns out Uyunglele threw it. But to be better, the receiving corps is going to be fine. But they did not run the ball all that well last year. They couldn't run at Georgia. But the rest of the way this season, they're also not going to have the Georgia line jumping on Uyunglele's head all game long. So they will get good really fast here.
Pete, the story of the first 2 weeks in college football, because they're 2-0, they have a top 25 upset to their credit, a team that I picked in one of my upset specials last week to win. Thank you very much. Are you believing Kelly and UCLA right now? You buying UCLA and Chip Kelly?
The schedule gets tough, though. If you look at the UCLA schedule compared to USC, somehow the Pac-12 in its infinite wisdom does not have USC playing Oregon or Washington, forgetting what happened last week. Washington is probably the second-best team in the North. And UCLA pretty much plays everybody. But I'm buying. Look, you know, this took a few years, and sometimes it just takes a while for everybody to get old. And there's a difference when you're starting 18- to 19-year-old guys who fit a system who then become 21- to 23-year-old guys who fit the system. And they've got the lines. They were more physical than LSU. I mean, LSU's got NFL dudes, and they were pounding on them. I mean, that was always the problem for UCLA, is that they just were never physical enough on the defensive line, and they had mega problems on the offensive front. Now they don't have that. Dorian Thompson-Robinson played good enough. You've got a running back, forgive me, for Zach Charbonnet, who was looking pretty strong. And so I'm buying that they're at least right there in the mix for the Pac-12 South. But USC is very good. Nobody's really talking about them. I think Utah's great. We'll see what happens against BYU tomorrow. And the South has some talent. And Oregon's still very good, too, no matter what happens tomorrow.
Let's creep back into the Big Ten. Your neck of the woods, Iowa, Iowa State, Iowa all over Indiana. They were so bad they couldn't even spell the name right on the jersey. How that's done with a mass production item, I don't know. That's the outlier. It's like, hey, let's see if we can spot this. They were trying to get out of the contract, I guess. But Iowa State escapes with the narrow win over Northern Iowa. Still a lot of expectations in Ames, and, well, all the big TV folks are showing up for that one. Is Iowa legit, or was Michael Penix coming off the injury that big a deal?
Yeah, the big TV guys are showing up for that one because you guys, your network, is off doing the Ohio State game. It was a big deal. I was never buying into Indiana all that much. It's a good team, but how do you know the Big Ten was awful last year? Well, Indiana Northwestern were the second and third.
Don't you start. Don't you do that.
I'm sorry.
How dare
sorry.
You?
I know. Dude. Hey, Hunter Johnson looks good. It's all going to be fine. But look, Indiana's all right, but that was, you know, Iowa. It'll do that. The lines are really good. Tyler Goodson's a great running back. If Spencer Petras can get the ball down the field, they just have no downfield passing attack. I think they got a real shot to beat Iowa State tomorrow and then blow off the Northern Iowa game. That's always one of those weird, you know, kind of, you know, Jedi mind trick games that the Northern Iowa just always gives Iowa and Iowa State issues. So just blow that off, and you have to know that Iowa State's going to come strong tomorrow. Well, I do think Iowa's going to pull it off, though. And look, your new and improved Big 12, you know, all the positives going forward, could use a big win, though, with the Cyclones winning.
You can follow him on Twitter at Pete Futak. That is at Pete Futak. College football news, everything you need. You want a preview on every game, he's got it. He's even got Syracuse and Rutgers winning due to a turnover. Thanks a lot, Pete.
Yeah, don't turn the ball over. Rutgers likes to make you turn the ball over 12 times. Don't do that.
Listen, when Garrett Schrader comes in and throws three touchdowns in the second half, I'm going to call you and say, I told you.
Look, your offensive line blocked somebody for the first time in 3 years last week. The O-line played all right. You'll be all right.
But why do you think I started my Sean Tucker for Heisman campaign? It's already there.
There
buddy.
You go.
It's already
not,
there.
Not to get on board early.
Tucker, a man in his dream.
Oh, I got it. I think Paramount would probably sue me for that, though.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's Ben, host of the Fifth Hour with Ben Maller, along with my trusty sidekick, David Gascon. Would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is the Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of the Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week, explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to the Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Time to get happy. When you hear Viva La Vida Coldplay, time to get happy. When you hear clocks, you know that's a very serious sports topic that no one is going to be able to say anything and laugh about. When you hear clocks, that's the, oh, okay. That's like when you see a story on the internet about a team and you just see the helmet, you know, oh, this is a serious story now. This is a serious, this is not something fun. There's no, you know, there's no video of Tom Brady throwing a football or Saquon Barkley running the football. When you see the helmet, you know it's a bad story. Yeah, the helmet's a bad story.
Well, or you can get into Fix You and Ag, but certainly I want to sing it in the background of the fantasy failures. So like when I try to talk, say, about Ronald Jones, I will try, but I can't guarantee you get touches, you know, those kind of things. So it's a long slug ahead. Fun times, though. I'm ready for week one. Let's go.
It's not Coldplay. It's not Fix You. So we've been picking the upset specials for the last couple of years here at Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody really does that, which is an awesome thing. We like doing it. I want to remind you, I was 3-0 last week in my football
one
top
and two.
25 upset specials.
I wasn't just why I'm all nervous all right. about you grabbing Iowa and running with them.
No.
Just, you know, be careful, buddy.
Going hot. So, you know,
just because you're trying to curry the favor of Iowa Sam so he gets you a colonel's hat or something. Be careful.
Well, if I knew somebody went to Iowa State, I would pick a different way.
I got family all over Iowa State, buddy. Several okay. graduates in the Harmon extended family.
I wear a 7 3/4 size hat. I think that would be enough. I would pick Iowa State.
We'll make sure that happens. Is that Plugola? No, that's just you asking me for
Yeah, that's me asking you for a hat. That's all it is.
Okay.
So Merry with Christmas. The success and what we're doing. Thanks, buddy. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
So with contending teams call us and say, hey, listen, you guys do the upset specials. You do college football top 25 games in NFL. What about something for the favorites? How about something here? How about something where you're picking games involving, hey, the big favorites? You got it. We're going to now debut something we're going to do this season called Lay Double the Points.
All right? Double
we're going to pick teams that not only will we take them giving the points, but you could lay double the points. That's how confident we are
that
these teams are going to win the game.
Right? I kind of dig that. It's like bartender, it's Friday night, make it a double.
Yes.
Let's lay
double the points. And I'll kick it off, and I'll tell you what. It's only 3 or 3.5. But I will take the New England Patriots, lay double the points. I might lay triple the points over Miami. The world is sleeping on the Patriots. How good their front seven is, the changes they made offensively. It's enough offensively to put points on the board, but their defense is going to carry the day. And you tell me what's going to happen. Hey, here's Tua Tagovailoa. Hey, it's your gig now, man. There's no safety net behind you. Bill Belichick is going to find a way to win this game and win this game big. Tua's going to have a tough game. It's going to look like the New England teams from the early 2000s, just not quite that good on offense yet as Mac Jones gets things going, but the Patriots have way too much. And I like the Dolphins. I think the Dolphins are talented, but the world is sleeping on the Patriots. Patriots are 3, 3.5. Lay double the points. I'll even give you triple the points on that one.
Wow,
that's how much I think that the New England Patriots are going to win this game.
I feel like there's a sponsorship in the offing for us with this bit right now. Look at this. It is my golden boot selection of the week. And no, I'm not talking about kickers. No,
You're
going to
take Manchester United over Richmond AFC?
Well, you know what? We'll
start making
those.
Because I already saw that game.
We'll start making some of the other game picks along the way. We'll make some, women's soccer league. Look, wherever there is a line, we'll find it. There's no question about it. That's going to be the tagline for the show going forward. Wherever
there's a line, we'll find it.
We'll find it. All right. I am looking at a team that may experience chaos somewhere along the line in the season.
Syracuse.
Why? Because what's that?
Syracuse.
No.
The
we're
Jets.
We're talking professionals.
Oh, the Jets. Then
and
the
even
Jets.
Though NIL has come to college football, we're still talking professionals.
Okay, so what about the Jets? Go ahead, tell me about the Jets.
I am talking about the Minnesota Vikings. Adversity will come. On the road at Cincinnati, three-point favorites, over-under sitting at 47. Some of the numbers are fun, you know, when you're doing a year ago. I don't know how quickly can you reinstall a new offense. Because if the Bengals are able to deploy the type of offense and get the ball out of Burrow's hands fast, like the Cowboys did against the Bucks, right, it's 1-2, gone. 1-2 gone. Not that you want Joe Burrow to throw 58 times, but I also don't want him to get hit repeatedly because that offensive line's still a problem. Danielle Hunter, Anthony Barr, and company, they make it difficult for Joe Burrow. Lay in the 3, make it 6. Like you said, 3-6-9. It's a magic number.
Oh, look at you. The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon. This is Lay Double the Points, and I got to say, Tyshirt, I told you, have some music with the word double in it.
Right? You didn't say that.
I told you that a few minutes
double
ago.
Double your pleasure. Yeah. Double your fun. How long does it take to get
you
to the center
right
of a Buddha
pot? You just went right into the game. You didn't say, Tyshirt, I need some music, and I had it ready, too.
We're doing this called Double the
you
Points.
Just went
when
into
did
it.
You think we're going to use
hey, play Double
intro.
Talk and Jive. Let's go.
Hey, Harmon's got no more patience. I mean, when did you think we're going to use it? I thought you're doing a
no. I thought you were going to do like you usually do. We were like, Alex Tyshirt, do you have any music for yada yada yada?
Oh,
it's usually
okay.
Your stick. So I had something ready.
No more.
Hey,
patience,
Alex Tyshirt, do you have some music for this here?
Actually, I hit up Chris Brown and I have the perfect jam. You ready for it?
Okay.
Oh boy.
Just vibe with me.
Okay. I really thought for a second I was getting
wait a minute.
Fumble.
Is that a double mint gum ad?
Hey, whoa, not a sponsor,
is
but
that
it's
what
double
he just
time,
said?
Baby. It's double time.
Double mint gum ad?
How about Foreigner and Double Vision? I mean, there's lots of stuff you could have done.
I just love Chris Brown.
Oh, boy. Okay.
He was a good running back for the Titans back double in the day. Gum. See, bringing it all back to Super Bowl picks.
All right, you just get game show then.
My second double the points, lay double the points pick. Give me the Falcons over the Eagles. It's 3.5 points. I would go quadruple the points on this, and I'd feel okay. Ooh. Atlanta's got a pretty good offense. They're
they
not going to miss Leo Jones. I know, but the Eagles have no playmakers besides Jalen Hurts. He's not going to be enough. It's a 3.5 point. I would lead 7, 10.5, 14. Atlanta's going to score points. That's all that matters. Atlanta's going to score points. Watch Kyle Pitts, the debut he has. This is going to be some kind of offense. You're going to see Calvin Ridley pick up where he left off last year. The Falcons had a lot of bad luck early on last year, or things would have been better. They were better than 4-12, but the Eagles are easily as good or worse than 4-12. So give me Atlanta, lay double the points over the Eagles.
That's a curious game. I'm excited about it. I am going to go to, you know, a team you started backing away from slowly and then eventually just started running like you were in a horror movie. I'm going to take Seattle -3, double it up, triple it up against Indianapolis. The total of this one has actually gone down 4 points over the course of the time since it was released.
So there we go. There's our lay double the points. We got more NFL and a big baseball story next. Fox.